Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
A very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date Friday, the 20th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport. Live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, making money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Today's guest list, in no particular order, Zach Mir, Keith Bowman, Tim Price, Alessio Rastani, Gary Middleton, Charlie Gibson, Rob Shepherd, Brian Sparrow, Nigel Seeley, Paul Wallace, Lee Mansell, David Gallier, Tim Young, Catherine Stock, Mark the Couch Winstanley, Simon Youssef, Alex Donoghue, Wade McElwain, and Ryan Cull. I think that's a record number for the next 2 hours. Right, let's kick off. Zach Mir, technical analyst from Zach's Traders Cafe. Morning to you, young
Good
Zach.
Good morning, Moose.
And young Keith Bowman, equity analyst for Hargreaves Lansdown. Morning to you, Keith.
Morning, gents.
Right, we've got loads to talk about. Give me a thought of the day, young Zach.
Just enjoying the HBOS report. You know, everybody's been blamed, so nobody comes out of it clean, and nothing will happen either, though, to them, of course.
Keith, FTSE up 6% this week. Extraordinary, considering the dreadful atrocities last weekend.
Very true. I think there's been an element of the market looking back over past atrocities, unfortunately, and obviously the Madrid bombings, for example, sake, and you know the markets did recover fairly quickly. So I think there's been a degree of that, but also obviously the Fed's minutes, in theory, seems to have been reassuring investors that the sort of trajectory of interest rate rises, from what the Fed can see, will be very sort of gentle. So that does seem to have just provided a little bit of confidence.
Understood. Let's kick off with a number of slides we've got today. The most important slide is the TipTV Finance app is now available. Get the latest tips first download from the app stores. That's TipTV in the 21st century. Let's move swiftly on to the broker forecast. Now, I asked you, Keith, to pick three. You chose Bovis, International Consolidated Airlines and Johnson Matthey. A few words on these, please.
Yeah, certainly. The Bovis comment comes after their trading update yesterday, which was a little disappointing, certainly against what we've seen for, say, Taylor Wimpey at the start of the week. Bovis themselves seem to have made a sort of cautionary comment on the increase in their profit margins, which they didn't expect to be too great, mainly down to some sort of planning difficulties that they had. So it does seem to be sort of specific to the company, if you like, and I don't know whether management there is maybe not quite as on the ball as some of their counterparts. But having said that, we have seen, you know, clearly some sort of downgrading of profit forecasts for the current year. But brokers do seem to be generally still quite upbeat, and you know, with the view that maybe, you know, this can be overcome, and that the broader trends for the house builders for now are still in the right direction.
IAG, Goldman Sachs is a buy.
Yes, yeah, interesting timing. Obviously, it comes against Goldman's sort of broader comments for next year as well, but you know, clearly again, given events in Paris, to be sort of highlighting an airline as a buy, you know, it's interesting timing, as I say, if you like. But IAG still making progress. They're back on the dividend list. You know, they've now got Aer Lingus to concentrate on in terms of sort of cost reduction.
Yep.
Generally,
is there still a fuel surcharge from them when you go on a long haul flight? Because that would be interesting, because they had that when it was $100 a barrel. But I think they were quite slow to get rid of it, or I'm not quite sure if they got rid of that.
I don't think they break that down now, I don't know. Johnson Matthey, a couple of words on Johnson Matthey.
Again, you know, in the news yesterday, had some interim results, well-received figures, I have to say. They had a special dividend, which I think was a little higher than was expected. That was the return of some business proceeds. The VW scandal's sort of thrown them into the light. Obviously, catalytic converters is what they manufacture. Diesel engines, certainly dirtier than petrol engines. I think the worry had been that they're going to see this big migration across to petrol. But having said that, you know, Johnson Matthey could be a beneficiary in either direction there. You know, the general sort of legislative push is towards reducing pollution. And even if we did see a wholesale push towards battery cars, they have actually got a business that's interested
in that.
They've got an
answer for everything.
They have.
OK, let's take a quick look at the charts from the close last night. First one, Bovis.
Right, 850 key support there. It was interesting, there was quite a volume spike on the buy side yesterday, so it does look as though there are bargain hunters towards that towards the, you know, in this current breakdown, so maybe that's the chance to go long. But just in below 850, there's alarm bells.
Understood. Let's go on to the next one. IAG.
IAG, you can see that sort of consolidation range that we've had here. It's also the 200-day moving average, 561. While above that, I would go with the Goldman idea, and 650 is the target on a technical basis.
And Johnson Matthey.
Johnson Matthey, I'm not quite sure why they've been hammered so much. I agree with the fundamental analysis. I think they've been a bid target. So I think at this level it looks very interesting. Above that
attractive chart.
Above that, the initial November peaks, 26.56. I think we can get to £28-29 quite easily.
Understood. Let's go on to FX Street, Omkar, Godbowl's thoughts of the day. Cable 2016 outlook, Bank of England liftoff could be delayed. Eyes 145. Rationale, main theme, Fed to begin slow tightening. Bank of England liftoff could be delayed to H2 2016. Weak UK services activity, BOP concerns to weigh over pound. Bullish surprise, flip side, Bank of England lifts rates in Q1, Q2, low probability. A bearish surprise, UK BOP concerns take centre stage. Rates aren't going up anytime soon, are they?
But I wouldn't go by the Bank of England's comments, because it's going to happen, it might actually happen very unexpectedly after all the forward guidance. But we were supposed to have a year of grace on that, so let's see how that pans out.
Okay, let's move on to Nicole Elliott. Yesterday's report on the lengthy inquiry into the collapse of HBOS and its subsequent takeover by Lloyds Banking Group was damning. Regulators have recommended that former senior staff at HBOS should be banned from working in financial services. Some think they ought to be in jail. Quite thought-provoking, that.
Well, yeah, but they've already been working quite happily in other jobs for the last 7 years, so, and nothing's gone wrong. So it looks like it was a one-off situation, the financial crisis with the subprime meltdown. So I don't know how much blame you can actually give these people, even if they are incompetent.
OK, so let's move swiftly on. What's trending today? Germany. Germany's economic upswing likely to continue, says the finance ministry. Iran and oil. Iran not in favour of low oil prices. Fed Fisher questions whether Asia and emerging markets are prepared for policy tightening by global central banks. Also said EM central banks have told the Fed to just do it. There you go. Dead simple.
Sounds like a good marketing slogan.
Yeah. In terms of the top tweets, Tip TV top tweets, after speeches by Fisher yesterday and Draghi today, it's obvious Fed will raise its rates in December while ECB will lower theirs. Historic junction. And second one, Fisher and Draghi's statements making pretty clear that the paths are going to diverge. Draghi surprisingly strong today. Didn't think I'd ever see that in writing. Let's go now to the sentiment, the bullish and bearish readings. Anything there, Zach, of interest to you today?
Just the bullishness on sterling, which is unusual given the state.
Well, the bearishness. The lack of.
Yes, exactly apologies. On that. Normally, this sentiment index tends to be a contrarian indicator. So we'll see how that pans out.
Okay, let's move on and do some live charting now. As we always say, if you want a humble opinion from Zach, get in touch with us. Let's kick off with Imperial Tobacco, IMT.
Been rising beautifully for quite some time. In fact, ironically, the spike up today wasn't actually sustained, but I still think this is going to go higher, above the 50-day average, probably towards £37-38, even if there is no bid.
Okay, so you like that one. Let's talk about, I've got a couple here on a separate list, slightly. Let's have a look at Mothercare.
Right, obvious support here, 220, maybe down to 210 at a stretch, but even though the fundamentals have been rather dodgy, the share price has actually held up. Actually, it's actually held up quite well.
Okay, Soco International.
Not looking very healthy. Persistent 200-day moving average failure over October and earlier this month. Gap down through the 50-day moving average. So you would fear that we're heading for 110 to 120, which is this support line here.
Yeah, okay. CRH.
Bullish situation, rising trend channel there, but based at around 17.20, above that towards £20.
BNC.
Banco Santander. Higher low versus September, so we've got a potential bullish setup, but you want to see it really back above 370, 380 to give us a higher high over the near term to really go get too keen on it.
UK oil and gas, UKOG.
Yeah, Horse Hill. It's always interesting with those 1 billion barrels under the wheel or whatever it is. Possible falling wedge. I mean, a lot of people bearish on this, but or disappointed, let's say. But possible falling wedge formation, which is a bullish formation and bounces off this RSI support line. So maybe up to 1.35, the 50-day moving average, as a best case scenario.
8.8E.
888, lots of people on Twitter seem to love this company. I'm not quite sure why. But support here, 0.5 pence, quite clear. We've had three bounces towards that area in the recent past. Above that, back up to the top of the range, 0.8.
And BEM?
BEM, one of my stocks to buy for the winter, for the next 3 months, a report I was writing this week. Unfortunately, wow. Just before I finished the report, the shares are up 52%, so I might actually have to write it again, find another stock. So there we go.
Okay, so let's just wrap up this segment. Final thoughts?
Just the strength of the indices, whether that's a false dawn or not. Difficult to see any bearishness ahead of Thanksgiving on any front. I mean, the markets tend to be very bullish over this week in November.
Keith, final thoughts?
Glad to see that we could be coming to a conclusion on the sort of Fed rate hike, although that's not to forget the November non-farm payroll, so there's still some hurdles to be overcome. And maybe on the downside, the fact that commodities are still trending lower, you know, what does that tell us about China?
Thought-provoking as always. Gentlemen, thank you for that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.